The Challenge to Defeatism by Peter V. Ross. We are not helpless in the confusion and turmoil of the times. We have the capacity to extinguish, noiselessly and finally, the fanatical influences bent on upsetting industry and government and society itself. The totalitarians assume that this period of decadence has arrived. They reckon that the hour has struck for demolishing democratic and Christian civilization. Sound idealism recognizes that the loss of social, political, or economic freedom jeopardizes spiritual freedom. Hence it is that the Christian is never an appeaser or compromiser when liberty is at stake. Our weapon is of the sort that these inimical influences cannot see or cope with. Our weapon is the truth that principle governs in all times and in all places, making unprincipled forces of none effect. The Lord shall have them in derision. The leaders in labor, in business, in government, must learn that God directs the affairs of men. He rules there today, just as he has always done, regardless of the apparent rule of selfishness, strife, and oppression. There is no other government than his. Ultimately, this government will be seen to prevail. Militant materialism, destitute of rationality, must go down in confusion and defeat when challenged by the normal and spiritual forces of Christian science. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth is not sounding brass. The Bible promises are kept because they are more than promises. They are undefeatable facts. Every individual should fervently pray that his nation proceed wisely and swiftly in the crisis. Each day he should set aside time to realize God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. This prayer should extend to insisting that men and women in places of responsibility will have the courage and resourcefulness to play their part in the world drama. The forces of evil carry within themselves the seeds of their own destruction. They have no intelligence. They border on lunacy. We should say and know these things consistently and expectantly. The truth thereby realized will not return void. It is the word of God which accomplishes that whereunto it is sent. From Lessons of the Seventh Day by Mary Baker Eddy. Our president is divine love. There is no law of monopoly or exclusion, no personal control. There is the influence of divine mind. There is no mental malpractice or mortal mind government. All government is of God. From Addresses by Martha Wilcox. Mortal mind or animal magnetism in any form is nothing. And however great it may seem to be, it still is nothing. We should not make the mistake of believing that the evils that confront us are great or small. In the demonstration of the one mind, we find that error is neither great nor small. Our textbook teaches us that all errors are illusions. And what is an illusion? An illusion is an unreal appearance. The claim that error is personal in one instance and national or international in another should not deceive us. God, mind, love, divine principle is infinite and all. The one mind is conscious of everything that is true of men and is conscious of everything that is true of nations. And whatever is not true of men and of nations does not exist at all. From Science and Health, 1910 edition, by Mary Baker Eddy, page 180. When man is governed by God, the ever-present mind, who understands all things, man knows that with God, all things are possible.